This is the Composer's Datebook for January 29th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1826, Schubert's string quartet in D minor, subtitled Death and the Maiden, received its first tryout reading at the Vienna home of Karl and Franz Hacker, two amateur musicians. Schubert, who usually played viola on such occasions, had to sit out since he was busy copying out the parts and making last-minute corrections. A second round of rehearsals and revisions followed the next day, and on February 1st, the same players gave the first full performance at the home of another one of Schubert's friends, the tenor Joseph Bart. It was at private homes that most of Schubert's music had its first performances, but Schubert's friends often pressed him to organize a public concert of his works. "Make a start, get over your laziness, give a concert. Only your things, of course," wrote one of Schubert's friends in 1827. "People will fight for tickets, and though you won't get rich, one evening's takings will see you through a whole year, and such an event could be repeated every year." Schubert finally did organize and present a concert of his works in March of 1828, and as predicted, the hall was crowded, the public cheered, and Schubert netted almost 800 florins, which enabled him to pay off some debts and even buy a piano. Till then, he had only been renting one. But the Viennese newspapers didn't bother to review it, and this good idea couldn't be repeated the next year, since by that time, Schubert had already died. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at TryAncestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.